The Tri-City News sent questionnaires to each candidate in the 2022 civic election to learn more about who they are, why they are campaigning, and what are the issues that matter most to them. Candidates are being published to our website in alphabetical order. Benjamin Perry. Age, 46. Years as a Coquitlam resident, 44. Occupation, speech-language pathologist. Most recent civic, volunteer work? I have been volunteering with Force of Nature for 7 years, and leading the local team for 5 years. I have also been a volunteer with Health Science Association for the same amount of time as a lead steward, delegate, and constituency liaison. Website, benjaminperry.ca. Email, elect@benjaminperry.ca. Phone, 604-700-9604. Facebook, Twitter, @PerryCoquitlam. Instagram, @BenjaminPerry4Coquitlam. TikTok, @BenjaminPerry. Why are you running for public office? Coquitlam should be a place for everyone. No one should have to leave because they can no longer afford to live here. The city must require developers to build affordable housing, and the city can cooperate with non-profits to meet the housing needs of residents. Our city should not be designed for the purpose of maximizing real estate profit, but instead for the benefit of citizens and residents. Elected officials should represent all people equally, and money should not have undue influence on decisions. Our city can stand up for human rights, promoting economic equality and all kinds of diversity. What's your number one issue and why? Climate change is the biggest existential threat we face in this era. We are just at the beginning of noticeable effects, and already we are choking on smoke from wildfires, experiencing dangerous heat, and witnessing deadly, devastating floods. Cities are the main source of emissions, and in Metro Vancouver, personal vehicles and buildings are the two biggest contributors of greenhouse gas emissions. There are practical solutions to these issues that do not require tax hikes and have a large effect. These include zoning for medium-density complete communities, requiring zero-emission heating in all new buildings, and expanding active transportation infrastructure in the city of Coquitlam.